It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, April 22nd, 2022. Happy Earth Day to everyone. In our ship schedule today, we have 5 inbounders, we have 9 outbounders, and we have 6 vessels anchored off Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, there is a small craft advisory in effect through Friday afternoon today through this afternoon, but the winds are going to kind of die down. In the forecast today, we have east winds to 5 knots veering around to the west in the afternoon, so the wind direction is going to change quite a bit as we head on into the afternoon from east to west. Wind waves from the east, 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, will shift around to the west at 4 seconds in the afternoon, and west swells 11 feet at 14 seconds apart, and swells could remain 10 feet or higher over the weekend out in the ocean. And today we're going to talk about a Biden administration rule that was just issued yesterday banning Russian ships from U.S. ports related to the conflict, to the invasion of Ukraine. So we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. First inbound, the Navigate Amalite, arriving from Taiwan, headed for the port of Vancouver. She's a petroleum tanker, refined petroleum there, passing Astoria around 3:30 a.m. and arriving in Vancouver by about 9:30 a.m. So she's going to pass by already, passing by very early in the morning. And at about 6:30 this morning, the Pandiva came into the Astoria anchorage, arriving from South Korea. Ultimately, she will head up to Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. The Xinyi Hai is arriving from China. She's got containers on board, but I think she's a general cargo ship, and she will pass Astoria around 12:30 p.m. and arrive in Portland around 6:30 p.m. That means that she's not strictly a container ship. She can carry all sorts of different kinds of cargo, but in this case, she just happens to be carrying containers. Next inbound, we have the BTG Apo arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's going to be picking up wheat eventually upriver, but she'll get into Astoria's anchorage around 9:30 p.m. And the SM Qingdao, she is a dedicated container ship. That's her cargo all the time. She's arriving from Seattle, headed for the port of Portland. Containers on board, of course, passing Astoria around 11:30 p.m. And she'll be at the port of Portland probably by about 5:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. In our outbounders, we have the ATB Corpus Christi heading out of Portland, refined petroleum there, leaving around 9 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 3 p.m. The ATB Vision, articulated tug and barge there too, leaving Portland, refined petroleum there too, leaving around 10 a.m., passing Astoria outbound around 4 p.m. And the Corpus Christi may be carrying biodiesel, possibly, but could any kind of refined petroleum there, jet fuel, gasoline, biodiesel, something like that. And the Noshima is leaving Portland, carrying soda ash from the port of Portland, leaving around 1 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 7 p.m. And the CL Rizhao is leaving Kalama, bulk carrier with corn, soy, or wheat on board, leaving around 5 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 10 p.m. And we have a ship heading outbound today that people brought to my attention when she was inbound earlier this week, the Global Sentinel. She is a cable-laying ship, big gray hull, very unusual, doesn't look like a cargo ship at all, but she is a cable installing, repairing, and maintaining a vessel that handles fiber optic cable that is buried on the ocean floor. She's one of a couple ships like this that are kind of home ported at the shipyard in Portland. She came in to the river earlier this week. She's leaving now. She'll leave about 6 p.m. She won't pass Astoria until midnight, but we'll see her again. She's one of our regulars on the Columbia River and a very interesting vessel. And if you'd like to see the rest of the ship schedule for the day, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net. You'll find the ship schedule there, along with podcasts of ship reports and lots of other information. Well, it's been a few days since we talked about Ukraine and matters related to the Russian invasion there. And yesterday, a new development happened related to shipping, so I'd like to tell you about that today. This is from an article from Reuters News from yesterday. It appeared on the gcaptain.com website, and you can find it there. President Joe Biden announced on Thursday that the United States will ban Russian-affiliated ships from American ports, joining Canada and European nations in the latest step to pressure Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. Reuters News first reported Biden's planned action on Thursday and had reported in early March that the ban was under consideration by the White House. Here's a quote from the president: "That means no ship that sails under the Russian flag or that is owned or operated by a Russian entity will be allowed to dock in in a United States port or access our shores. None, President Biden said on Thursday. In 2021, Russian vessels made about 1,800 visits, less than 3% of all traffic. People briefed on the matter said nearly 90% of all that traffic was oil imports, which the United States has previously banned. Biden's order released on Thursday cited, quote, the policies and actions of the government of the Russian Federation to continue the premeditated, unjustified, unprovoked, and brutal war against Ukraine, close quote. The order authorizes the Homeland Security Department to issue rules to, quote, regulate the anchorage and movement of Russian-affiliated vessels and delegate to the Secretary my authority to approve such rules and regulations, close quote. The order aims to prevent Russian ships from entering the United States, even if they are reflagged at sea, and covers Russian-flagged, owned, or operated ships. The issue prompted an extensive Biden administration review to ensure that the ban on Russian ships would not seriously impact U.S. supply chains. The order does not seek to ban the import of all Russian cargo. Canada on March 1st shut its doors to Russian-owned ships and barred them from Canadian waters, and many European countries have also taken the same step, including Bulgaria, Estonia, and Italy. The United States previously barred Russian airplanes from U.S. airspace, joining Canada and European nations in the action. The United States has also banned the import of oil from Russia. So that is an article from Reuters News that you can find at gcaptain.com. But it's also worth noting that Russian ships have not been loading or unloading at U.S. ports since mid-March when the ILWU, the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, declared that they would not touch Russian ships or cargo. But there was no official declaration from the federal government about it until now. But now the ban on Russian ships, even coming here to the U.S., is coming directly from the White House. And just one little reference I wanted to explain there. They're talking about ships that, even if they are reflagged at sea. So ships travel under a flag, as I've told you many times before in the Ship Report. I did a podcast about flags of convenience that you can listen to that. Go back in the archives on the website at shipreport.net. That explains flags of convenience pretty well. But basically, most ships are not flagged under the country that they hail from. Indeed, most ships don't really hail from anywhere these days, most cargo ships. They really are kind of independent entities that operate under the flag of a particular nation, but generally, but don't necessarily have to have any alliance or allegiance to that nation. So it's important to trace the ownership and the affiliation in other ways of vessels in order to find out what's really on board. So I think that so it is possible that a ship could be reflagged while it is at sea and attempt to get around this rule. But I think they are seeking to avoid that by making the order a little more extensive. So I'll keep you posted if anything changes on that. But that's kind of a big development in world trade. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend, and happy Earth Day.